Welcome back. We're at another episode of Dealership Digest, and today we're talking about overcoming objections, right? Because if you're a salesperson and you are at a dealership selling cars, RVs, boats, motorcycles, you're going to get objections. Your customers are looking at expensive items, right? They're looking at a new car, a new whatever, and it's not always the easiest thing to pull the trigger, right? We got to get financing. We got to run the credit. You got to look at my bad credit, which I don't necessarily want you to do. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of things that go into buying a vehicle or shopping at a dealership. And, you know, that's why you get objections. So if you're a salesperson out there at a dealership, you have to know why you're getting these objections. Reason is your customers don't like change, just like any human. We're creatures of habit, right? We like to stay inside. Our daily routine consists of mostly the same things. We go to lunch at the same time. You know, if you even break it down while you're sitting there at work, you probably catch yourself scrolling Facebook at the same time, right? You know, maybe after lunch you feel a little more lazy than the rest of the day, and typically at lunch that's your Facebook time, or, you know, whatever the case is. We're creatures of habit. So when it comes to change, buying a new car, buying a new motorcycle, adding a new monthly payment to our bills that we're already comfortable with because we want to add a motorcycle or add a boat, you know, all of these things are going to cause objections. The pandemic, right? We're still in the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm sure you guys have been hearing objections about that. You know, hey, we've been looking for a new car, but, you know, with everything going on in the economy and, you know, with our jobs and us not knowing if our job will be here next month or so on and so forth, we're just not making any decisions right now, right? So I'm sure a lot of your customers out there are giving you these objections. And you have to understand that you can overcome any objection as a salesperson if you know how to do it and if you know why you're getting these objections, right? It's not because your customers don't want to buy your products. That's not because your customers are there to just shop around and, you know, waste their Saturday afternoon at your motorcycle, boat, car, RV dealership because that's what they want to do on a Saturday, right? No, that's not what they want to do. But they're at your dealership because they want to look at your products and they want to buy it sooner or later, today, tomorrow, next week, next year, a few years down the road. They're going to buy your product or a comparable one, but they're in the dealership today. That means something in their life moved them to come to the dealership today. So realistically, if they're in your dealership, they're ready to be closed. You just have to be able to get over these objections. And, you know, again, if you don't know why you're getting these objections, if you think the reason you're getting these objections is because your customer can't afford the product, or they don't want to buy the product, or they're just looking around, or they're tire kicking, or they're one of the million things a salesperson will say to make sure, or to, you know, a salesperson will say to, you know, make an excuse for why the customer's not buying. They're there because they're ready to buy, right? You just got to overcome these objections, you know? Got to talk to my spouse. Got to check my finances. You know, pandemic is going on right now. We don't know what we're going to do. You know, the car, boat, motorcycle we have now is working. We don't know if we want to buy a new one. We don't want to add the payment, right? All tons of different objections. I mean, you hear objections that are crazy sometimes, right? Some that you're like, I don't even see how that's an objection. And the reason you are confused when you get those objections is because the truth is the objection doesn't matter. The customer's there to buy. They're just scared of change. So the more times you can loop back over an objection and go back to your customer's emotions, the easier it's going to be to get them to buy. The easier you let them out of the deal, out of the sale, you know, when you hear one no and you let the customer walk out the door, you're making it easier for that customer not to make a change. Remember, humans don't like change. So it's not going to be easy to get your customer to make change when they don't like change. It's going to be relatively hard. And you need them to see why change is even needed in their life, right? Because if they don't see why change is needed, or if they just come to your dealership today and they on the idea that they want to look around because they eventually will buy. Well, without enough emotion in the deal built in your customer, you're not going to be able to get them to change today because they're still going to think, well, hey, you know, I'm a buyer in 5 years, right? Someone that walks in with a thought process that they're a buyer in 5 years is going to be harder to get to buy today than a customer that comes into your dealership and says, hey, we want to buy a new RV. We got a campground that we're already looking at. We're ready to go next week. We actually put a bid in on the RV or on the camping spot. That customer is going to be a little easier to sell an RV to than the customer saying that, you know, hey, we're going to be motorhoming in 5 years. We're just here to look. Now, you can still close the deal and overcome that objection today, but it's going to take knowing your customer, knowing their emotions, right? And that's truly what overcomes objections, right? What overcomes objections is emotions, is understanding your customer, right? That's how you overcome objections, asking them who, what, when, where, why, and how they're going to be using their motorcycle, their bike, their car, their boat, you know, whatever they're inquiring about, because that's the bread and butter in sales. People are emotional. We're emotional beings. I mean, you see everything going on with the riots. You see everything going on when, you know, just when people call us a name, we get emotional. We get defensive because inherently we're pretty emotional creatures, right? And emotion is what evokes us as people to make a change. We don't make change on logic, right? We see it time and time again, bad relationships. I'm sure we all know someone that's been in a bad relationship for years and they won't make the change. Even though the change will be good for them and even though the change is what is needed, they continue to go back to what's comfortable because they're scared of change, right? And you have to understand that. That's what's driving us. When that person who's in an abusive relationship builds up so emotion, so much animosity against the person that's abusing them, that they're finally ready to make a change, they typically do, right? They leave, they go to therapy, they go to a shelter, they go move in with family, they do whatever they have to do to make the change because they were emotionally driven to do something. It doesn't change in a dealership. It doesn't change when your customers are looking at your cars, motorcycles, boats, RVs. They're still buying on emotion. We just have to know how to tap into that emotion if we want to close the deal and if we want to be able to overcome those objections, right? You know, one of the biggest mistakes salespeople make, and you'll see, you know, time and time again that we talk about this on Dealership Digest, is they don't ask enough questions to their customers, their potential clients. They don't see who, what, when, where, why, how they're going to be using the bike, car, RV, motorcycle. They don't see why it's going to affect their customer's life, how it's going to improve their life, what it means to them to do the different things that, you know, they're able to do when they buy your motorcycle, your car, or your RV, right? You know, if a couple wants to travel the United States together, you know, because they're retired and, you know, they want to just travel together in their final years and they want to build some memories that way, you know, there's a lot of value in that emotion, right? Logically, let's say the motorhome puts this couple at the top of their budget, right? They got to put all their money into it buying a motorhome. But so logically, it doesn't make sense for them to buy. But emotionally, they know that they're not going to be here forever. They know that, you know, life's clock isn't permanent and that they could go tomorrow. So they might as well build some memories today so that they don't regret not building them, you know, tomorrow, right? So there's a lot of emotion in that. And that's really what overcomes objections. It's not, you know, some word track that you've practiced 9 million times. That's not what's going to overcome the objection, right? It's going to be understanding your customer's emotions and wanting to give them a product that meets those needs, that meets their emotions, that allows them to do the things that they want to do and what they came in for. So again, if you know what, where salespeople miss the mark is typically in the interview and qualify, they don't go deep enough. They don't ask who, what, when, where, why, and how. They don't go past surface level to learn their customers' true emotions, their true needs, their true wants. And then what that does is they go into a demo when they start showing products, and those, and they have no weight, and they have no emotion in the close. They have no emotion in the sale. And again, emotion is what moves the needle. It's not logic. So when we're moving to a demo before we have the emotion needed to be able to close a sale, that's why we can't overcome an objection. That's why when they say, hey, you know, I got to check with, you know, my check my finances before I make a decision, I'll call you next week. You know, that's when we get those kind of things. Or, hey, you know, I love the demo, I love the product, but, you know, the pandemic going on right now, we're going to hold off and we're going to make a decision maybe next year, 2021, right? Now, if we don't know the emotion behind what's driving them to come in and look at our products at our dealership today, then, you know, what most salespeople say is, you know, okay, call me next week. I'll check back in with you. I'll follow up with you, right? But that's not what we need to do. We need to say, you know, hey, I hear what you're saying. You know, let me ask you this. You know, why did you come in here today and look at motorhomes if you weren't ready to buy one? You told me that you want to travel the world with you and your wife. And you told me that you know that time is precious and you never know how long we're going to be here. The fact is you don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow or not. And, you know, if you never get to travel and do those dreams, do those things with your wife that you've never been able to do, that you've always wanted to, you're going to regret that. But if you stretch yourself a little, buy the motorhome, and start traveling with your wife, building those memories and enjoying that time that you have together on this earth, then that's going to mean a lot more for you at the end of the road than, you know, a few $100 monthly payment, right? So, you know, I hear that we have a pandemic going on right now, but listen, this motorhome's what you and your family need. Sign right here, right? If a family has a car that they, you know, have and their brakes are bad, and, you know, you guys have heard me in Dealership Digest kind of use this same format, but if a family's driving around in a car that's unsafe for them, well, then the last thing they're worried about is a pandemic, right? We drive in our car every day. We need to make sure our family's in a safe, reliable vehicle, right? If we're not in a safe, reliable vehicle, then who knows how long we'll be, again, who knows how long we'll be on this planet. So when you have a family come in and they're looking at minivans, you got to ask, you know, why are you guys looking at minivans, right? And they say, this is why we're looking at them. We have a family. We're the soccer family. We go from different games. We always travel. We need room, so on and so forth. Well, how does it affect your life right now to not have that kind of room that you would have in a minivan? Oh, we hate it. You know, right now we're in a Toyota Corolla, and it's so small, and, you know, we can never fit all the gear in there. So then we got to drive two cars, my husband's car and my car, and then we're putting miles on both of our cars. We're using double the gas because we don't have enough storage space in our daily driver that we take the kids around in. So, you know, so on and so forth, right? Now we dig even deeper. Well, hey, why is that such a big deal to you? Oh, it's a big deal because, man, we'd rather just be able to spend more time with our kids, so on and so forth. It's prolonged. You know, whatever the emotions that are tied to the reasons why the customer's there, that's what's going to help you overcome that objection. So when you get that objection in the close and your customers are saying, well, we got to look at our finances. Oh, well, you know, I got to talk to my spouse. Oh, you know, I got to see what's going on with the economy. I mean, I got to see what's going on with my job. You know, whatever objection they give you, you know, what I've found to be the best way to overcome that is by looping back and sidestepping their objection. Now, you got to understand, you're never going to win an argument with your customer. So the last thing you want to do when your customer says, you know, hey, I got to look at my finances, you don't want to rebuttal with, well, why do you got to look at your finances? Right? That's head, you're kind of getting real confrontational. You're getting, you know, I call that headbutting with the customer, right? You don't want to do that. You want to sidestep it. And the way that I've found to sidestep objections, and it works with every objection you can possibly get, you know, I hear what you're saying, but let me ask you this. Why do you need to look at your finances if the monthly payment is the same as you're making now on your car, right? If you found out in the interview and qualify what their monthly payment is, you can say something like this. So again, the more information, the better. But So, you know, hey, why do you need to look at your finances? The same monthly payment as the car you're in right now, except you're getting better storage. You're getting everything you need for your family's travels. You're getting everything you need. You're solving all of your issues. You won't have to take two cars anymore, so on and so forth. I understand that you want to look at your finances, but sign right here. This car is perfect for you. It's going to solve all your problems. Well, you know, I got to talk to my husband before I make a decision like that. Well, you know, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, I know your husband knows you're here looking at new vehicles, and your husband wants to get these issues fixed as much as you do, right? Your husband doesn't like to drive his car in your car and, you know, play tailgate and follow you around. You know, he'd rather sit in the car with you and the family, travel together, have enough room for the gear, all of that stuff. So, you know, I hear what you're saying, but your husband would tell you to buy this car because it's the perfect car for you. It's got the right space. It's at the right monthly payment. The mileage is low, so on and so forth. You know, whatever their emotions are, this is what I'm selling to. I'm selling to those emotions. So sign right here, perfect car for you. And I'll even do this. If you go home and your husband says that this car is not for your family, then you can bring it back. No harm, no foul. Now, I'm not sure if that works at every dealership out there, right? You got to clear that with your management before you just go ahead and say something like that. But, you know, if you can do that, then it's a lot easier to overcome that objection, right? Because we're going back to their emotions. We're saying, listen, I hear your objection, but this is why it doesn't make sense. This is why you need to purchase the car today, because it's going to make your life better in X, Y, Z, you know, X, Y, and Z. It's going to address all of your emotions, needs, and your wants. It's going to solve all of your problems, and your life is now going to be better because you made the change today and you made the decision. So I hear what you're saying, but sign right here. Another objection comes. Well, you know, I hear what you're saying, but let me ask you this. Why do you want to keep torturing yourself without a boat, without a motorcycle, without a motorhome, without a car, right? You know the product that you have or don't have right now isn't meeting your needs. You know that you want to create memories. You know that you want to, you know, ride your bike from East Coast to West Coast. You know you want to take your boat fishing every weekend. You know you want to do whatever the emotion is. So why continue to torture yourself? You're not promised tomorrow, right? So I hear what you're saying, but buy the boat today. Buy the RV today. Buy the car today because it's going to make your life better and it's the right decision. Sign right here. Right, so when we get those objections, and we're constantly getting them, you know, we can come up with a million objections, what you're going to say, you know, I hear what you're saying, but let me ask you this. Now, that's called, you know, looping back with your customer, looping back to their emotions, and looping back to sidestep their objections. And when you sidestep their objections instead of meeting them head on, then you're going to overcome them a lot easier. There's nothing worse than, you know, getting into a headbutting contest with your customer and then they walk out the door and then you don't win because they didn't buy. They don't win because they didn't get a product or service that meets their needs and solves their issues. And then they probably, most of the time, they don't come back to you because they feel like you're a high-pressure salesperson that doesn't care about their needs. But if you focus on your customers' needs, you focus on their emotions, you ask them who, what, when, or why, how this product is going to be used, how it's going to affect their life, why it's going to make their life better, and then you loop back and you sidestep their objections so you're not headbutting with your customer, but you're saying, you know, I hear what you're saying, but let me ask you this. Why not make the decision today? Because it's going to make your life better. I hear what you're saying, but let me ask you this. Why not make the decision today? Because you're torturing yourself by not doing so. So if you do this and if you loop back, you're going to be able to overcome objections time and time again. And as long as you're focused on your customer's emotions, needs, and wants, you're going to close the deal. This is Dealership Digest. Go out there, overcome some objections. We'll see you on the next one. Thank you for watching Dealership Digest, presented by IMR.
To see more episodes, subscribe to our YouTube channel or like our Facebook page.
And if you need digital training for your dealership, then visit us online at imr.training
or infinitemediaresources.com.